请我们翻到约翰福音第十六章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 16.
第十六章第三十二节。
Chapter 16, verse 32.
看哪，时候将到，且是已经到了，你们要分散，各归自己的地方去。留下我独自一人。
Behold, an hour is coming, and has already come, for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone.
我们知道这句话是我们的主上十字架以前说的。
We know that these words were uttered by our Lord prior to his going to the cross.
其实这句话是个预言。
But actually, this phrase is a prophecy.
所以说看哪，时候将到。且是已经到了。
Behold, an hour is coming and has already come.
你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。
For you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone.
我们知道这节圣经很自然的，大家如果知道四福音的话，是应验在门徒们的身上。
We know that if you read the four Gospels, that these words were uttered in the presence of the disciples.
可是呢，如果我们仔细再读下一章
，But if you read the next chapter,
我们就知道说，就找到真正的解释了。
Then we will find its explanation.
那一面来说不错，的确是我们的在那个时候那天晚那个时候，你看见主时候到了时候，门徒们果然分散了。
So we do know that when the hour actually came, the disciples were scattered.
各归自己的地方去。
And they went back to their own home.
他们每一个人都有自己的地方。
They have their own home.
然后主说，留下我独自一人。
And then the Lord says, and you leave me alone.
那么如果我们仔细地读下一章的圣经。
If we carefully read the next chapter,
你记得我们的主为这些门徒们祷告。
You remember our Lord prayed for his disciples.
他们曾经分散了。
They were scattered.
结果呢，主的祷告就是十七章第十一节。
But then the Lord's prayer was found in chapter 17, verse 11.
圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名，保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Holy Father, keep them in thy name.The name which thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are.
这里的他们当然指的门徒说的。
Here, the they refers to the disciples.
但是二十节。
But in verse 20.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word.
那就是有许多人因着听着使徒们的见证。
It is through the testimony of the disciples.
他们就相信了我们的主。
The apostles. Therefore, they believed in the Lord.
这就指着教会来说的。
That speaks of the church.
所以主也为教会祷告。
And so the Lord also prayed for the church.
使他们都合而为一，正如父在我里面，我在你里面。
That they all would be one, even as we are.
所以这里的合一
This oneness,
一面是指着门徒
on one hand speaks of the disciples,
一面是指着教会
on the other hand speaks of the church.
就做主那个时候来说是指着门徒
As to the time of our Lord, it spoke to the disciples.
就这两千年以后今天的情形来说是指着教会
But 2,000 years later, in the situation today, it speaks of the church.
所以现在我们再回过头去看第十六章那个预言。
So now let's go back to chapter 16 and its prophecy.
我们就知道那个预言的应验是 twofold, 是双重的。
And we know that the fulfillment of this prophecy was twofold.
一面是指着门徒们他们分散了。
On one hand, it speaks to the scattering of the disciples.
他们各归自己的地方去。
They went back to their own home.
留下我独自一人。
And you left me alone.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
这一句话，这个预言，远期的应验 ，remote fulfillment。
The remote fulfillment of this prophecy，
乃是指着教会来说的。
Speaks of the church，
意思就是说，到了有一天
，one day，
教会要四分五裂。
The church will be divided and scattered.
每一个人都有他们的地方。
Everyone has their own home.
有的人说我们是属基法的。
Some will say, I am of Cephas.
他在那个圈子里面非常有安息。
And they have assurance in that circle.
有的人说我们是属保罗的。
Some will say, I am of Paul.
有的人说我是属亚波罗的。
Some will say, I am of Apollos.
甚至有的人说我是属基督的。
And some will say, I am of Christ.
每一个人都有他们的地方。
All of them have their own place.
每一个聚会都享受主的同在。
Each gathering and meeting has the Lord's presence.
但主怎么说呢？
But what did the Lord say?
留下我独自一人。
You leave me alone.
没有想到我们的主是在门外叩门。
We never thought that the Lord was outside knocking on the door.
教会应该是充满基督同在的地方。
The church should be a place which is full of His presence.
但是谁会想到，今天的教会让我们的主是独自一人。
But who would have thought that the church today would have left our Lord to be alone?
所以这里的情形
，The situation here，
乃是告诉我们，主在还没有上十字架之前
，shows us what is happening before the Lord going to the cross。
他老早知道门徒们要分散。
He knew in advance that the disciples were to be scattered.
他也老早知道教会要分散。
He also knew that the church was to be scattered.
就像以西结书所说的是枯骨四散。
Just like Ezekiel showing the scattering of dry bones.
主说只留下我独自一个人。
The only thing left is myself.
我们的主讲这句话的时候。
When the Lord spoke these words,
他引了一节的圣经。
He inferred one verse.
来形容门徒们是怎么分散。
To explain or describe how the disciples were scattered.
我们来看马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太第二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
第三十一节
，Verse 31，
耶稣对他们说：“今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒。”
Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night."
因为经上记着说：“我要击打牧人，羊就分散。”
For it is written, "I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered."
但我复活以后。要在你们先往加利利去。
But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee.
换一句话说
，In other words,
只有主复活以后
，Only after He is raised,
这些分散的羊又聚在一起了。
Then these sheep that have been scattered will be gathered again.
在坟墓的这一边是分散。
On one side of the tomb, it's scattering.
只有在坟墓的那一边才是合一。
But only on the other side of the tomb is there oneness.
在十字架的这一边是分散。
On this side of the cross, it's scattering.
在复活的那一边乃是合一。
On the side of resurrection, there is oneness.
就着人的肉体，就着人的天然来讲，永远没有合一的可能。
As to man's flesh,There is impossible for there to be oneness.
但什么时候我们经历复活的生命
？But whenever we experience the life of resurrection.
主说：“我复活以后，要在你们先往加利利去。”
The Lord said, "But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee."
果然，马太福音告诉我们，门徒们就到了主耶稣所约定的山上。
And in Matthew, we see that the disciples went to the mountain that was appointed by our Lord.
大概那个时候，我们的主就向五百个弟兄显现。
And our Lord appeared to 500 brothers.
然后主就告诉他们说：“你们要回到耶路撒冷去。”
And he told them, "You should go back to Jerusalem."
因为那个时候他们在加利利。
Because at that time they were in Galilee.
他们不应该等在加利利。
They shouldn't be waiting in Galilee.
虽然他们已经得着了大使命，要去，要把福音送到万民去。
Even though they heard the great commission of being able to preach the gospel throughout the ends of the earth.
那么他们应该可以从加利利就去了。
So they could have left from Galilee.
为什么他们要从加利利去呢？
Why did they leave from Galilee?
他们就不必回耶路撒冷。
Because they wouldn't have to go back to Jerusalem.
他们不再受逼迫。
They don't have to be persecuted.
因为回到耶路撒冷，他们要回到逼迫的 环境中去。
Because if they go back to Jerusalem, they will go in the environment of persecution.
拣选耶路撒冷就是拣选十字架。
To choose Jerusalem is to choose the cross.
现在主复活了，还需要十字架吗？
Now that the Lord has risen, do we need the cross?
现在主复活了，他们应该从加利利就一直传福音直到地极。
Now that he has risen, they should leave Galilee all the way to the remotest parts of the earth.
但主的道路不是这样。
But the Lord's way is not this.
主要叫他们等在耶路撒冷。
The Lord wanted them to wait in Jerusalem.
等在耶路撒冷的结果就是等候从上头来的能力。
The waiting in Jerusalem was to wait for the power from above.
到了五旬节的时候。
And the day of Pentecost.
你看见圣灵降下来。
The Holy Spirit descended.
就把聚集在耶路撒冷一百二十个人。
And took those 120 individuals,
120个个人
120 individuals,
结果把他们进城工作一个身体
and they were baptized into one body,
结果他们就变成基督身体上的120个肢体
and they became 120 members of the body of Christ.
这就是合一的见证
This is the testimony of one.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
只要在坟墓的这一边
if you are on this side of the tomb,
那个结果一定是分散
The result is scattering.
如果我们到主所约定的山上
But if we go to his appointed mount,
结果我们大家就相遇，我们就聚在一起。
Then we will meet each other and gather together.
所以这个就是圣经里面所说的见证。
This is what the Bible speaks of testimony.
不只是指着当时的门徒说的。
It was not only directed to the disciples of the time.
老早知道今天教会要四分五裂。
But our Lord knew far in advance that the church would be divided.
大家说我们不要讲见证。
Many say, let's not talk about testimony.
我们讲主的同在就好。
Let's talk about his presence.
只要我们大家彼此相爱。
As long as we love one another.
只要我们这里有主的供应。
As long as we have his feeding here.
只要我们这些弟兄姊妹能够彼此洗脚。
As long as we can wash one another's feet.
我们就满足了。
We will be satisfied.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
弟兄姊妹。在坟墓的这一边
On this side of the tomb,
我们永远不可能合一
Forever we would not be one
所以同样的原则
So the same principle
如果让复活的基督在我们里面活
If we allow the risen Lord The risen Christ to live in us
结果就在主再回来以前
So before the Lord returns
他要得着荣耀的教会
He will gain a glorious church
这就是他的见证
That is his testimony
今天许多时候我们聚会
Many times when we gather,
是为着方便。
We gather because of convenience.
因为我们总得要聚在一起。
Because we know we want to gather together.
我们讲英文不够方便。
We speak English, it's not convenient.
因为我们向来讲中文的。
Because we always speak Chinese.
所以我们就在一起聚集。
So we gather together.
所以许多的聚会是为着我们的方便。
So many times we gather for convenience sake.
我们从来没有想到神的旨意。
We never thought of his will.
我们从来不问说神的心满意了吗
We never ask, is his heart satisfied?
我们聚会聚了那么久
We have met for so long.
实在有主的供应
And we have the Lord's giving.
传福音也很有果效
And there is much fruit from the gospel.
每次我们听见主的信息我们里面都跳跃
Every time we hear his word, our hearts jump for joy.
我们真的在他恩典中长进
And we live within grace.
我们以为这就是目的
We thought that that was the goal.
我们以为这就是为什么主召聚我们在一起的原因。
We thought that was the reason he called us together.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们有没有想到
Have we ever thought?
主老早他就预言。
The Lord already knew far in advance.
老早主知道。
He already prophesied.
只要凭着我们的天然，凭着我们的肉体，我们一定是四分五裂。
That according to our nature, according to our flesh,We would be divided.
但是感谢主。
But brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
如果我们到加利利去。
If we go to Galilee.
我们到神所约定的山上。
When we go to the appointed mountain.
最后的结果是什么？
The result is what?
能够主能够重新的把他自己的见证再带回来。
The Lord once again can bring back his testimony.
所以在主回来以前。
So before the Lord returns.
主要得着一个荣耀的教会。
The Lord is to gain a glorious church.
所以这次我里面有一点的负担。
So this time I have a burden in my heart.
就是我们围绕在主的这个预言上。
That we would surround ourselves in this, around this prophecy.
但是我们要找一个很明显的例子。
But we want to bring a very an example that is very clear.
我们的主讲到门徒们分散。
When our Lord speaks of the scattering of the disciples,
讲到教会分散,
when it speaks of the church scattering,
他引一节圣经,
he uses one verse.
这一节圣经从撒迦利亚来的,
this verse comes from Zechariah.
牧人被击打, 羊就分散了。
The shepherd is smitten or stricken, and the sheep are scattered.
分散只是结果,
scattering is just the result.
原因因为牧人被击打了。
But the reason is because the shepherd has been stricken.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
撒迦利亚书的预言,
the prophecy in Zechariah,
讲那句话的时候,
when those words were spoken,
他的对象不是教会,
the people that they were speaking to were not, the audience was not the church.
他的对象是以色列人。
The audience was the people of Israel.
意思就是说什么时候牧人被击打了,
it means that whenever the shepherd is stricken,
你看见这些羊就被分散,
you see the sheep are scattered.
如果你看见2000年来以色列人分裂的故事,
if you see the story 2000 years of how the people of Israel were scattered,
你看见以色列的悲欢离合,
when you see the sad scattering and the joyous gathering of them,
你就明白一件事,
you see one thing,
因为有一节圣经,
there is one verse,
老早就预告了,
that already far in advance told us,
只要牧人被击打,
as long as the shepherd is stricken,
羊就分散了,
the sheep will scatter.
这就解释了2000年来为什么以色列人漂流到全世界。
This explains why for over 2,000 years the people of Israel wandered around in the world.
他们枯骨四散遍满整个地球。
They were scattered like dry bones throughout the entire globe.
但到了1948年的时候,
but until 1948,
神把他们召聚回来了。
God called them back.
所以你看见他们有散，他们有聚。
You see that they were scattered, but they also have gathering.
但是为什么这么2000年被分散呢？
But why were they scattered in these 2,000 years?
因为有个很重要的原因。
Because there's an important reason.
就是牧人被击打了。
The shepherd was stricken.
牧人怎么被击打呢？
How was the shepherd stricken?
我想所有的犹太人,
I know that all the Jewish
people,
all the people of Israel understand the Old Testament.
他们有一章圣经一定是会背的。
They know how to memorize one chapter.
那就是诗篇23篇。
And that is Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者, 我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我想所有以色列人都会说,
all the people of Israel know how to memorize this.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
但是要认识这位牧者。
But if you are to know the shepherd,
真正的知识是在新约里面。
The true knowledge is actually found in the New Testament.
因为在新约讲的牧人的时候,
in the New Testament, when you speak of the shepherd,
约翰福音第10章,
when you speak in John chapter 10,
讲到主耶稣是好牧人,
when he speaks of the good shepherd,
讲到希伯来书第13章,
Hebrews 13,
主耶稣是大牧人,
he is the great shepherd,
因为他为我们从死里复活,
because he rose from the dead for us.
好牧人喂养舍命,
the good shepherd dies for his sheep.
大牧人为我们复活,
the great shepherd rises for his sheep.
然后彼得书信告诉我们说,
and then the epistles of Peter tell us,
他是chief shepherd, 他是首席的牧人,
he is the supreme shepherd, the chief shepherd.
有一天他在荣耀里面要回来,
one day he shall return in glory.
所以如果你要明白牧人,
if you are to understand shepherd,
没有一段的圣经像新约一样把这个牧人讲得再清楚不过。
There is no place just like the New Testament where it speaks so clearly of this shepherd.
其实在旧约诗篇里面也讲得很清楚。
Of course, in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, it speaks of very clearly.
不过很多人忘记了。
But many people forget.
因为诗篇23篇太美了。
Because Psalm 23 is so beautiful.
我们忘记前面还有诗篇22篇。
But we forget Psalm 22 before it.
我们忘记后面还有24篇。
We also forget that there's chapter Psalm
24. 22篇讲什么呢?
What does Psalm 22 speak
我的神,
of?
我的神, 你为什么离弃?
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
那个时候大卫写这个诗的时候,
when David wrote that psalm,
是在十字架出现以前1000年。
That was before the appearance of the cross, 1,000 years.
在大卫那个时候，最残酷的刑罚用石头把他人打死。
At the time of David, the worst form of punishment was stoning.
所以大卫从来没有看见过十字架的刑罚。
So David had never seen the judgment of the cross.
他还受圣灵的感动。
But he was touched by the Holy
Spirit. 他说我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？
He said, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
他说他们打了扎了我的手，扎了我的脚。
They said they have pricked my hands and my feet.
我的心在我里面像蜡一样的融化。
My heart is in me like wax that has been.
我的骨头我都能数过。
I can even count my own bones.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
诗篇二十二篇
，Psalm 22，
给我们看见我们的主是好牧人
，shows us that he is the good shepherd.
犹太人只认识耶和华是他们的大牧人。
The Jews only know that the Lord is the great shepherd.
他们忘记他是好牧人。
They also that they forgot he was the good shepherd.
所以前面有二十二篇。
So at the beginning you have chapter 22.
到了二十三篇，当然讲了他是大牧人。
And of course in Psalm 23, he is the great shepherd.
他为我们从死里复活。
He rose from the dead for us.
所以圣经怎么说呢？
So what does the Bible tell us?
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear.
不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
圣经没有说，我虽然经过死亡的幽谷，我也不怕遭害。
The Bible didn't say that even though I go through the valley of death, I shall not fear any evil.
我们不经过死亡的幽谷。
We don't go through the valley of death.
我只有一个人为我们经过死亡的幽谷。
Only one person went through that valley of death for us.
那就是我们的主。
And that was our Lord.
我们的主亲自为我们经过了死亡的幽谷。
Our Lord himself went through that valley of death.
然后他说，死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
And then he said, death, where is your sting?
他从死里复活，他就胜过了死。
When he rose from the dead, he overcame death.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
他是大牧人。
He is the great shepherd.
他为我们经过死亡的幽谷。
He for us, for our sakes, went through the valley of death.
所以我们不再经过死亡的幽谷。
So no longer do we go through the valley of
我们是经过死亡阴影的幽谷。
But we go through the valley of the valley of the shadow of death.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
许多时候我们读圣经以为死荫的幽谷就是死亡的幽谷。
Many times we see the shadow of death as death itself.
不是。
No.
这里不是死亡的幽谷。
It is not the valley of death.
是死亡阴影的幽谷。
It's the valley of the shadow of death.
死亡有个影子。
The death has a shadow.
那这个影子就笼罩了整个山谷。
And this shadow covers the entire mountain.
所以我们说经过了死亡阴影的幽谷。
So we say we go through the valley of the shadow of death.
大家知道。
But you all know.
狗会伤人。
The dog can injure someone.
但是狗的影子不会伤人。
But a dog's shadow will never hurt you.
现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
死亡会伤害我们。
Death can hurt us.
我们的主为我们经过了死。
And our Lord went through death.
今天呢，我们却只是经过死亡阴影的谷。
But today we only go through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以我们不怕遭害。
Therefore we fear no evil.
因为你的杖，你的竿。
For your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
明白吗？
Do you understand?
我们的主不只是好牧人。
Not only is our Lord the good shepherd,
也是大牧人。
He is also the great shepherd.
有一天他是首席的牧人。
And one day he is the chief shepherd.
因为诗篇二十二篇说
Because Psalm 22 says,
众城门啊，头都要抬起来。
Lift up your gates.
耶路撒冷有很多的城门。
Jerusalem has many gates.
现在很多的门，很多的门头都抬起来了。
And many of the heads of the gates have been risen.
但有一个门没有打开。
So there is one gate that is not open.
那就是面向着橄榄山的金门。
And that is the golden gate that faces the Mount of
Olives. 那就是诗篇二十四篇所说的永久的门户。
And that is in what says in Psalm 24.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah, Psalm 20, yeah. It says in the Psalm 24, the eternal gate.
所以意思就是说，到那一天，永久的门户头都要抬起来。
And then its head will lift up.
到了那一天，金门要打开。
The golden gate will open.
为什么？
Why?
因为荣耀的王要进来。
Because the glorious king will come in.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主回来的时候。
When our Lord returns.
他是首席。
He is the chief.Shepherd.
清楚不清楚
Is it clear?
在旧约里面
In the Old Testament
神没有让以色列人什么都看不见
The Lord did not just allow the people of Israel to be blinded.
神老早给他们看见，如果你要认识牧人。
He allowed them to see if you want a shepherd.
你不能只是背诗篇二十三篇。
You can't just memorize Psalm 23.
这个你就看不清楚了。
Then it will be blurry.
如果你二三二四二二二三二四加在一起的话。
But if you add Psalm 22, 23, and 24.
你就不能不看见我们的主。
Then you cannot help but see our
Lord. 明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
但是很可惜。
But sadly.
他们说钉他十字架。
They said, crucify him, crucify him.
除掉他，除掉他。
Get rid of him, get rid of him.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
Our Lord was crucified for our sakes.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
他们怎么说呢？
What did they say?
愿流这人的血归在我们和我们子孙的身上。
And that the blood that was shed by this man be upon us and our descendants.
这就解释了两千年的历史。
This explains 2,000 years of history.
因着那个缘故。
For that reason.
羊牧人被击打，羊就被分散。
The shepherd was stricken and the sheep were scattered.
主后七十年。
70 AD.
罗马军兵进到耶路撒冷。
The Roman soldiers entered Jerusalem.
就拆毁了耶路撒冷城。
And they destroyed Jerusalem.
烧毁了圣殿。
The burnt temple.
到了135年的时候。
In the year 130.
罗马皇帝亲自来到以色列。
When the Roman emperor came to Israel.
那个时候耶路撒冷已经躺在废墟里面。
Israel was already in ruins.
但是犹太这块地最少还有一千座城。
But there were still at least 1,000 cities in Judah.
Towns.
1,000 towns.
结果就在135年那一次。
And the year 135.
几乎这100个城镇完全变成平地。
All these 100 towns were flattened.
以色列人怎么样都不可以回到耶路撒冷。
People of Israel could not return to Jerusalem.
他们没有可能回到巴勒斯坦。
It was impossible for them to return back to Palestine.
自从那一次他们分散以后。
Ever since that time when they were scattered.
一直到1948年。
Until 1948 was when they came back.
1967年耶路撒冷才回到他们的怀抱。
And it was only in 1967 that Jerusalem was returned back to them.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这两千年历史。
These 2,000 years of history
是悲惨的历史
is a tragic history.
他们就像这个，就像什么呢？就像这个生命记所形容的。
It is just like it's described in Numbers.
他们好像皮球一样被抛来抛去。
They are just like a ball being kicked around.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？这个就是两千年的故事。
This is the story of 2,000 years.
如果我们仔细把两千年他们的故事好好的温习过的话
，If we are to review the history of these 2,000 years,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
那个解释在什么地方
？Where is that explanation?
因为牧人被击打
，It is because the shepherd was stricken.
羊就分散了
，The sheep therefore were scattered.
现在已经两千多年。
Now it's past 2,000 years.
1948年以色列人回来。
1948, the people of Israel came home.
1967年耶路撒冷回到他们的怀抱。
1967, Jerusalem came back to them.
但到现在他们还没有平安。
But until today, they have no peace.
他们以为说我用土地就可以换取和平。
They thought that they can exchange their territory for peace.
但今天你打开你打开报纸
But today, when you turn to the newspaper,
你看见以色列人还是到处被人逼迫
You see the people of Israel continuously being persecuted.
你看最近欧洲好几个国家
You know that many countries, nations in Europe,
慢慢的一个一个开始承认巴勒斯坦国
Slowly, one by one, they are acknowledging Palestine, the nation of Palestine.
那慢慢Palestinian state
the Palestinian state
那慢慢的你就知道说那个像我们在过去两千年
we know that 2,000 years ago
有一个运动叫做反犹运动 anti-Semitism
we know that there was a movement called anti-Semitism
那如果大家仔细如果大家不健忘的话
if you do not mind
如果知道早期的历史
if you are reminded of the Early history,
像犹太人逃到上海去
So when the Jewish people fled to Shanghai,
跑到好多的地方去,
they fled to many different places.
但是弟兄姊妹, 你看见他们都不受欢迎的,
but they were not welcome.
那不止如此,
not only that.
那最近也是这样,
recently it's the same.
你想想看, 像加沙走廊的战争,
so for example, the Golan Heights, that fight, or that dispute.
你知道以色列人已经很小心。
You know, the people of Israel are very careful.
他打的战争是 surgical war, 是一个完全手术式的战争。
So the war that they are fighting is a surgical one.
当你在用对付癌细胞的时候,
when you are dealing with cancerous cells,
你如果用 radiation的话,
if you use radiation,
你当然会对付到那些坏的细胞。
Of course, you will address the bad cells.
但你不小心会 spill over, 会一定会溅出去, 一定会波及到那些好的细胞。
But you will also affect the good surrounding cells as well.
所以我们知道这一次以色列打了战争是很小心很小心。
We know that this time that Israel fought a very careful war.
但是没有多久, public opinion, 这个舆论就
But very soon, the public opinion was heard.
全世界几乎都站在以色列的对面。
The whole world almost stood before Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们看见以色列的历史,
if we were to look at the history of Israel,
我们就看见2000年来,
we will see 2,000 years.
的的确确是以色列的悲欢离合时。
And we do see that it is a time of sad scattering and joyful gathering. But because our Lord uses the same verse,
所以这里给我们看见很重要的原则。
Here we see a very important principle.
今天教会的历史是和以色列历史是平行的。
The history of the church is parallel to the history of Israel.
你怎么解释以色列历史, 你就怎么解释教会的历史。
How you explain the history of Israel is how you explain the history of the church.
教会的光景和以色列光景几乎是完全平行的。
The condition of the church is the same as the condition of Israel.
以色列人所学的功课也就是教会应该学的功课。
The lessons that the people of Israel learn should be the lessons that the church learned.
那现在我们既然他我们的主是引同样的一节圣经，
and our Lord uses the same verse.
我们的主特别用在教会身上，
and he uses that verse on the church.
但撒迦利亚书严格说来是应验在以色列人身上，
but Zechariah, strictly speaking, the words were spoken to Israel.
你看两个都对，
we see both are the right.
一个是属灵的， 一个属天的， 一个是属地的。
One is heavenly, one is earthly.
但是属地的历史能够解释属天的历史。
But the history of earth, the earthly history, can explain the spirit, the heavenly.
所以这个周末我们就希望能不能我们从以色列的故事能够学到一些的功课。
So this weekend, we hope to learn some lessons through the history of Israel.
但如果要讲以色列历史是2000年的历史。
But if we were to talk about the history of Israel, it's 2,000 years.
但是刚好这一年, 今年跟明年发生了很特别的事。
But just now, this year and next year, something very interesting and special is happening.
起头我们只以为是个很有趣的现象。
Before, we thought it was just a very interesting phenomenon.
而且我们相信从此以后, 这两年, 很多基督徒一定会注意这个现象。
And we also thought that this phenomenon will be observed by many Christians.
因为这个现象应该是末日的现象。
Because this phenomenon should really only happen at the end times.
那么尤其在启示录里面,
especially when we talk about Revelation,
讲到主快回来的时候,
when it speaks of the Lord's soon return,
天上是有一些征兆。
We do see certain signs in the
skies.
If you see these things in the heavens,
你就知道主很快就要回来。
You know the Lord is to come back soon.
所以我们当注意这些现象的时候,
so when we notice these things,
我们的重点常常放在预言上。
Many times our focus is on the prophecy.
当然我们叫主很快就要回来。
Of course we know the Lord is to return soon.
就算是没有这个现象, 我们知道主很快就要回来。
And even if these occurrences aren't happening, we know that he is to return.
但是为什么主提醒我们一些很重要的现象呢？
But why does the Lord remind us of these things?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
一面叫我们往前看。
On one hand, for us to look forward.
但是更重要的叫我们回头看。
But most importantly, to look back.
只有当我们回头看，我们才能解释前面的路。
Only when we look back can we explain the movement forward.
所以这个现象是值得我们注意的。
So this is something that we deserves our attention.
那我所说的现象是这样。
So this is what I'm talking about.
我们好不好读一段圣经？
Let us read a passage.
启示录第六章。
Revelation chapter 6. Verse 12.
揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像血。
And I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood.
我们知道从主升天到他回来一共七个印。
We know that from the Lord's ascension to his return, there are seven seals.
那第一个印当然是靠近主升天的时候。
The first seal is closest to his ascension.
第七个印当然是到我们的主要回来的时候。
The seventh seal is closer to his return.
所以如果这第六个印的话。
So if we talk about the sixth seal,
那么的的确在主回来以前。
We know that for sure before the Lord returns,
你看见天象有很大的变动。
There is something happening in the heavens.
大家注意到去年跟今年的天气就是不一样。
We notice that the climate has changed from last year to this year.
但这里很特别告诉我们说。
But here very specially it tells us.
在主回来以前。
Before his return.
有地大震动。
There is a great earthquake.
那地大震动不稀奇。
The great earthquake is not that
special. 每年像这样的地震。六级到七级的地震最少有六七个。
There are many earthquakes from 6 to 7 on the Richter scale. It happens about 6 or 7 times a year.
而且多半都是发生在没有人烟的地方。
And many times it occurs where there is not many people.
所以我们一点都不感觉得到。
So sometimes, most of the time, we don't experience it.
所以如果地震的话是每年都有的。
Earthquake happens every year.
但这里的地大震动
But here the great earthquake
不是个单独的事件
It is not just a singular moment
它一定和别的事情连在一起
It has an occurrence that is attached to others
而且一定是不寻常的
And is not common
所以我们才知道说主很快就要回来
Then we know that the Lord is to come back soon
所以我们才知道这是主揭开第六个印的时候
Then we know that he unseals the sixth seal
然后下面说日头变黑像毛布
And the sun became black as sackcloth.
那日头变黑像毛布就是普通所说的日食的现象。
The sun becoming black as sackcloth talks about the eclipse.
那日食是常常发生的事。
This eclipse happens many times.
这个也不稀奇。
Also not very special.
可是呢，在主回来以前。
But before the Lord returns.
你看日食一定有一些的现象是不寻常的。
But there are things that happen to this eclipse that are not normal.
它不是单独的发生。
It is not just a singular occurrence.
它是配合地震一起发生的。
It occurs together with an earthquake.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
下面说满月变红像血。
And the whole moon became like blood.
那请我们记得。
Let us remember.
这个满月变红像血就是我们普通所说的月食。
The whole moon become like blood is what we talk about a lunar eclipse.
当地球在太阳跟月亮的中间。
When the earth is in between the sun and the moon.
那么你看见因为太地球巨大的影子就完全投在月亮上。
And we see that the shadow of the earth is cast upon the moon.
那这个时候应该你完全看不见光才对。
And at this time, you probably should see no light.
但是因为空气折射的缘故 But, 所以呢它就把红的颜色就照到月亮上去。
But because of the reflection of the air, then the sun's rays are cast upon the moon.
所以到了满月的时候
So when you have a full moon,
好像中秋节一样。
It's just like when you have the moon
festival. 那个月亮是圆的。
The moon is round.
但如果那天晚上有月食的话
But if you have a lunar eclipse at that time,
那有一段的时间
There is one part of time,
你结果就发现那个月亮慢慢慢慢的就变慢慢慢慢变黑了
You will see that the moon will darken.
但是其实不是黑的。
But it's not really dark.
最后完全变成红的。
But at the very end, it turns red.
所以根据这一段圣经。
According to this scripture here.
那不只是有地震。
Not only is there a great earthquake.
也有日食。
There is a solar eclipse.
也有月食。
And also a lunar eclipse.
这个月食不是平常。
And this lunar eclipse is not normal.
不是我们常常碰到的。
It is not something we see all the time.
是难得才碰到。
It is something that we see not often at
all. 如果这样的话,
if that is the case,
你看见这个就是征兆了。
You see that this is
the sign.
A sign.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
比方说当主耶稣第一次来的时候,
For example, when our Lord came the first time,
那个几个博士他们观察天象,
when those magi were looking towards the skies,
他们忽然发现有个星非常非常亮,
when they looked at the constellation, they saw a very bright star.
现在我们知道,
Now we know,
在主耶稣降生没有多久以前,
before the Lord was born,
这个太阳系里面有三颗星啊, 刚好走在一条直线上,
in the solar system, there were actually three stars that were aligned together.
所以比平常特别亮。
And therefore, they were brighter than usual.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
三个星在一个直线上并不平常。
It's not that uncommon to see three stars aligned together.
所以神一定借着这个现象来告诉我们什么。
So the Lord used this sign for, to tell us what?
那个几个博士。
That those magi.
他们先是一定读到这个读到什么读到这个民数记里面的预言。
So they should have and probably saw the prophecy in Numbers.
雅各有星要出于雅各。
A star is to rise up from Jacob.
有杖要出于以色列。
And a scepter from Israel.
明白不明白?
Do you understand?
如果有星出于雅各。
If there's a star that comes from Jacob.
那个星一定是不寻常的。
This is not a common star.
所以如果你看见了这个明亮的星。
So when you see this bright star.
如果没有圣经的解释,
if you don't have the explanation of the Bible,
那就是平常的猜测。
Then it is just a normal condition.
那是科学家们所做的。
This is what scientists can do.
那是星象学家们做的。
Those are what cosmologists can do.
但是真正愿意来到主面前来敬拜他、来朝拜他的，你看你需要神的话。
But those who want to come to truly worship Him, they need God's word.
那这个时候你就看见主回来，主第一次来的时候，的确天上。
So we did see that when he first came to this earth, there was a sign.
那你怎么知道是犹太的王要降生了呢?
How did you know that the king of the Jews was to be born?
因为当你读到弥书记的时候,
when you read Numbers,
它是一首诗。
It was a poem.
所以这两句话是平行的。
These two phrases were parallel.
有星要出于雅各。
A star from Jacob.
有杖要出于以色列。
A scepter out of Israel.
那杖是指着王来说的。
Scepter speaks of king.
所以如果有星出现的话,
so if a star is to appear,
那就表示犹太的王要诞生了。
That means the king of the Jews is to be born.
所以现在这个谁,所以现在博士还有把握。
So now the wise men were very sure.
他虽然大概走了 一年的道路
even though they walked probably for a year
他带着黄心乳香莫药
they brought myrrh frankincense
他知道他现在所做的实验一定不会失败
they knew that the experience they were to conduct now would not fail
他很有把握
they were very sure
他走到以色列他一定会遇到这个犹太的王
they were very sure that they were going to meet the king of the Jews
感谢主
but thank the Lord
果然第二年
And the second year,
他们又看见了那颗星。
Again, they saw that star.
那天文学家告诉我们说。
So the astronomers tell us.
果然过了两年以后，过了一年以后。
After 1 year,
你看见又是两颗或者三颗星又集中在一起，又在一条线上。
Again, 2 to 3 stars were aligned together.
所以然后黄金、乳香、莫药就献给了我们的主。
And then gold, myrrh, and frankincense were offered up to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？这就是几个博士所做的事。
This is what the wise men did.
那同样的。
But now we also know.
我们知道说日食常常有的。
We know that many times we have
月食也常常有的。
We also see many lunar eclipses.
明亮的星也常常有。
We also see a bright morning star.
但是星特别明亮。
But when a star is really bright,
特别是好几个星在一条线上的时候,
when several stars are aligned together,
你能看得非常的明亮,
then you can see something very bright.
但那个不是不寻常的事。
But it is not something that is not common.
所以我们知道今年跟明年,
so we know that this year and next year,
有一件事是不寻常的。
There is something that is not common.
这两年
These 2 years,
我们就四轮的满月变红像雪。
There are 4 cycles where the
四轮就四个、
There will be 4 times when
four moons.
Oh, sorry. There will be 4 blood moons.
意思是什么呢
？What does that mean?
意思就是说人要看见满月。
We will see a full moon.
但同时看见满月变红像雪。
But at the same time, this full moon will be like a blood moon.
那今年跟明年什么时候有这样的事情发生
？So this year and next year, when will this happen?
它刚好是发生在犹太人的祝棚节、逾越节和他的祝棚节。
It happens exactly during the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles.
你知道中国人过一个中秋节。
You know, the Chinese people celebrate the autumn festival.
那等到你看见那个中秋节的时候，你看见大家都月亮是圆的。
And during that festival, we all know that the moon is round.
所以全家的人都聚在一起。
So all the family gathers together.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
中国人是一个中秋节。
For the Chinese people, there is one autumn festival.
但是犹太人是两个中秋节。
But for the Jews, there are 2 autumn festivals.
正月十五号就是他们正月十五号就是他们的逾越节的时候。
The 15th day of the first month, their Passover.
那个月亮是圆的。
The moon is round.
他们全家要团聚在一起。
Their whole family gathers together.
他们要述说当时逾越节的故事。
They want to review and speak of the story of the Passover.
但是到了七月份，到了他们秋天的时候。
But when it comes to their 7th month.
那不要忘记，那个就是他们祝棚节的时候。
That is when they have the Feast of the Tabernacles.
那天晚上又是满月。
Again that night, it is a full moon.
而且那是一年最满最丰满的月亮。
And that is actually when this moon is at its fullest.
所以以色列全家又聚在一起。
So the entire family of Israel gathers together.
他们就述说他们怎么经过40年的旷野的故事。
So they talk and speak and review of the history of going into the wilderness for 40 years.
所以不要忘记，犹太人有两个中秋节。
So don't forget, the Jews have 2 autumn festivals.
他们过节的时候。
When they go through the festival.
你看见月亮就高高挂在树头上。
You will see that the moon is high above in the sky.
那个月亮一定是满月。
And that moon is a full moon.
但是今年不一样。
But this year is different.
今年无论是祝棚节，无论是逾越节。
This year, whether on the Feast of Tabernacles or the Passover.
月亮是圆的不错。
The moon is round, yes.
但同一个晚上。
But in the same night.
你看见月亮要变，满月要变红，像血。
You will see that that full moon will turn red like blood.
这个非常稀奇。
It's quite amazing.
你看见就刚好发生在犹太人的逾越节跟祝棚节。
It happens exactly on the Passover and the day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
这个还不止。
Not only that.
不止今年如此。
Not only this year.
明年也是如此。
Next year is the same.
明年逾越节跟祝棚节同样的是满月变红像雪。
The Feast of Tabernacles and the day of the Passover, they celebrate Passover, will also be when the moons turn red.
连着两年四轮满月的。
So we see 4 full moons that turn into red
这是很少
2 years in a row.
很少的。
This is very rare.
而且刚好是发生在犹太人的节日。
And it happens exactly during their festival.
所以现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
这是碰巧的吗？
Is it coincidence?
如果今年跟明年是这样做发生的话。
If this happens today, this year, and next year.
那么莫非今年跟明年一定有什么事要发生吗？
So what is going to happen this year and next year?
那么现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
不止如此。
Not only that.
明年呢，而且除了有两轮的满月变红像雪之外
，aside from next year, twice we will see that full moon turn red.
以色列新年的时候又加上一个全日食
，that we also will see a full eclipse of the sun.
所以如果你把这些通通放在一起，
if you add everything together,
你觉得这个不是一件偶然，是难得难得发生的事。
You will see this is not coincidence. It is definitely something very rare.
那下一次如果你再发生这样的事的话，
the next time something like this is going to happen,
那是500年以后的事。
It's only going to happen 500 years from now.
如果你要往前看的话，
if you look toward the future.
那现在我们要问，
now we ask,
为什么这些事情发生？
Why do these things happen?
这个会不会就是这里所，就是这个第六个印所给我们看见的？
Is this what we are seeing here in the sixth seal?
所以很多人的注意力当然注意在预言上。
Many people pay attention to the prophecy itself.
所以很多基督徒就谈论说，到底今年、明年有什么事会发生。
So many Christians deliberate and say, what's going to happen this year and next year?
爱主的人一定会说。
Those who love the Lord will say,
会不会今年、明年我们的主就回来？
Is it possible that the Lord is to return this year or next year?
我们不是等候我们的主回来许久了吗？
Aren't we waiting so long?For the Lord's return?
会不会今年明年主就把我们提走了？
Is it possible that we will be raptured this year or next?
如果这样不是好的无比吗？
Isn't this something better than anything that we can
think of? 如果这样的话呢，不是刚好是第六个印，特别今年天气变化等等等等，那么这不是证明说主很快就要回来吗？
Then we don't see the effects of the sixth seal as well. The climate changes, doesn't this show that the Lord is about to return?
所以你可以相信这两年在基督圈子里面一定有很多很多人谈论到这件事。
So these 2 years within Christian circles, many people are speculating and talking about this.
但是我很担心整件的事情会叫我们失去焦点。
But I am very concerned that all this can misalign us from the focal point.
因为我们许多时候都喜欢知道将来发生的事。
Because many times we want to know what's going to happen in the future.
这两年已经经过一年了。
Of these 2 years, we've already gone by 1 year.
我们不知道这两年要发生什么事。
We don't know what's going to happen in these 2 years.
我们一定要等到明年这个时候。
Only next year this time.
一定要等到这两年过去了。
After these 2 years are passed.
然后我们才知道说为什么这两年到底有什么事重大事情发生。
Then we will know what great events happened these 2 years.
那根据犹太人的说法。
According to the Jews,
你问他们的拉比，
if you ask their rabbis,
他们说只要讲的月食，
when you speak of the solar eclipse,
大概对以色列来讲有很多不好的事情发生。
Many things towards the Israel people is not good.
如果讲的日食，
if you talk about the lunar eclipse,
那么世界一定有些大事要发生。
There's going to happen something great in this world.
我再说弟兄姊妹，
I say again.
就好像那个雅各，雅各有星出于雅各。
It is like a star appearing from Jacob.
如果你把神的话放在一边，
if you set aside God's word,
你有许许多多的解释，
you will have many explanations.
对我们一点帮助也没有。
But for us, it doesn't help.
所以我们只有回到神的话。
Only when we return to His word,
我们要问说，
we have to ask.
像这样的事，从主的话里面能不能找到一些解释？
Can we find explanations to these events in God's word?
那首先你要问说，
First, you need to ask.
在过去有没有类似的事情发生？
In the past, has something similar happened?
是不是只有今年跟明年刚好这些事跟犹太人有关系？
Is it only this year and next year having to do with the Jewish people?
那如果过去几次没有的话，
And if...In previous occurrences, it didn't matter.
那么这个是偶然发生的事。
Then this is just a rare occurrence.
这个没有什么稀奇。
It's not that amazing.
可是我们要注意。
But we need to pay attention.
如果我们回过头去看。
If we look back.
我们看见过去是不是有类似的事情发生。
And we see something similar happening.
但第一。
First,
它必须四轮明月。
They have to have 4 full moons.
满月变红像血。
And the moons will turn red as blood.
而且这四轮的满月刚好是发生在连着两年的逾越节、祝棚节、逾越节、祝棚节。
And these 4 full moons have to happen 2 years in a row. Feast of Tabernacles, Passover, Feast of Tabernacles, Passover.
好了，现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
从我们的主钉十字架以后。
Ever since our Lord was crucified,
自从牧人被击打以后，
ever since the shepherd was stricken,
以色列人被分散以后，
when the people of Israel were scattered,
我们要问 这种现象总共发生了多少次？
We have to ask, how many times have these special events happened?
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
现在你如果仔细上网去读书，
If you were to go on the internet to study,
或者你买一些书来看，
Or if you were to buy some books to read,
你看见很多基督徒匆匆忙忙的，很快的就下了结论。
So many Christians have reached a conclusion.
所以你就看见很多地方非常的弱，非常的弱。
And many places they're very weak.
比方说
，For example,
很多人只注意过去的四次。
So many people just look at what the last four occurrences.
他们就写了一本书。
And they wrote a book.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget.
很多人就问说，那么在这个四次以前还有四次呢？
How about the four occurrences that happened before these four?
你能说那四次也跟犹太人有关系吗？
Can you say that those four occurrences had to do with the Jewish people?
明白吗？
Do you see?
所以因着我们不仔细去来看这些事情。
Because many times we do not study it carefully.
所以常常我们就上了仇敌的当。
So many times we are deceived by the enemy.
我们就下了一些错误的结论。
And we have reached some wrong conclusions.
所以如果我们回过头去看
But if we were to look back
你慢慢就发现
Slowly you will see
这些事情一点都不偶然
These things are not by rare
我们不敢说这个现象
We cannot say that these signs
一定会给我们什么样的预告
Will indeed tell us that something that's going to happen
那到从主升天到现在
From our Lord's ascension until today
连今年跟明年
including this year and next year.
总共有八次。
It's happened 8 times.
162年一次。
In the year 162, one time.
简单来说,162年,163年。
So in the year 162, 163.
那你看见四轮的满月。
And you see the four full moons.
然后下一次就是795年。
The next time was the year 795.
和796年。
And 796.
再下一次是842年。
And the next time happened was year 842.
843年。
And 843.
再下一次是860年。
And the next time was 860.
861年。
And year 861.
再下一次是1493年。
And then the other time was 1439.
1494年。都刚好是过节的时候。
If this year and next year it occurs during the festivals,
那表示说跟犹太人有关系。
It speaks of having to do with the Jewish people.
现在我们要问过去的这七次是不是刚好也发生在犹太人过节的时候。
Do we have to ask that these things happen also during the festival times of the Jews?
刚好八次都是这样。
Did all those 8 occurrences happen?
那除了发生在犹太人的节日之外
And outside of it happening during their feasts
在过去的例子里面
In the previous examples
有什么重大的事情发生
What great events happened?
那如果我们回过头去看
If we look back
我们如果过去是七次
If we see it 7 times previously
现在呢是今年跟明年
And now we see this year 2014 and 15 This year is past
明年我们看不清楚
We can't see it clearly next year
但是大体来讲这个八次都快过去了
But if you were to speak in general These 8 events have happened
前面七次我们可以回头看
We can look back to the 7 prior ones
那已经是历史
That is history
这个现在这一年也是历史
This year is also history
但是只有明年我们看不清楚
But we cannot see clearly next year
但是不管怎么样
But no matter what
我们不知道前面是怎样
We do not know the future
但有一件事我们知道
But we know something
如果刚好一共有八次四轮满月变红
We know that 8 times we have 4 full moons turning red like blood.
那是告诉我们什么呢?
What does it tell us?
那就是告诉我们说。
This tells us.
这不是一件偶然的事。
It is not something that is coincidental.
背后一定有教训。
There has to be a teaching behind it.
所以先是你看历史上怎么发生的。
First, you see what happens in history.
然后你用神的话来解释这些历史。
And you explain it through God's word, this history.
那如果真的跟以色列人发生关系。
And if it is connected with the people of Israel.
那到底是个什么样的关系？
Then what kind of relationship is it?
所以我想我们先很快地看前三次所发生。
So let us look at what happened the three times prior.
1493年
1493
和1494年
and 1494.
那现在我们要问
We have to ask.
这个1493年的前一年发生了这么重大的事。
What happened prior to 1493?
那就是1492年
And that was the year 1492.
那1492年我们知道在犹太人历史里面是永远不会忘记的。
Something happened in the Jewish history that will never be forgotten.
因为根据申命记
According to Deuteronomy,
犹太人如果漂流的话
If the people of Israel are wandering,
他们一定要漂流到天涯在英文叫做 edge of heaven.
They will have to wander all the way to the edge of heaven.
所以到了1492年的时候
，in 1492，
他们好不容易漂流到西方的极处。
They had wandered all the way to the west.
你知道
edge of the west.
就整个罗马帝国的版图来说
，when you speak of the whole Roman territory of the Roman Empire，
他们以为他们征服了那个时候的世界。
They thought that they had conquered the world of that time.
所以大西洋可以说就是他们的边界。
So they thought that the Pacific was the edge.
到了大西洋，已经到了。到了地极了。
So they had already reached the remotest parts of the earth.
一直等到哥伦布才知道说世界外面世界，天外面有天。
And so only in the time of Columbus did they see that outside there was more.
所以对犹太人来说
So for the Jews.
他们最后终于碰到 the edge of heaven.
At the very end, they touched the edge of heaven.
他们只要在他们到了西班牙。
Because they arrived at Spain.
现在他们只要走在海边上。
They just have to walk on the seashore.
他们看见这个天跟大西洋是连在一起的。
They see that the sky and the ocean were gathered together.
他们可以告诉自己说。
And they could say.
我们不必再漂流。
We no longer have to wander.
我们已经漂流到极处。
We have already wandered to the edge.
我们终于碰到了天的 the end of heaven.
We have finally touched the edge of heaven.
但是没有想到。
But they never thought.
就在那一年
At that year,
天主教当局下一道命令
The Catholics, they had one edict
意思就是说要么他们相信罗马天主教
Either they believed in the Roman Catholicism
要么他们离开西班牙不带走任何的东西
Or they had to leave Spain with no belongings
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
在这以前
Before that,
犹太人已经为西班牙建立了300年的黄金时期。
The Jews already created a golden age for the Spaniards at that time, for the Spain at that time.
那个时候，如果你走到西班牙的马路上
，When you walk through the roads and streets of Spain，
如果你说我是西班牙人
，If you said I'm a Spaniard，
你非常骄傲
，You're very proud。
但如果你说我是犹太人
，But if you said you were a Jew，
你更骄傲
，You're even more proud。
为什么
？Why？
很稀奇的
，It's quite amazing。
就的的确确，这些犹太人为西班牙的确是建立了300年的黄金时代。
Indeed, the Jews built upon for Spain 300 years of a golden age.
一夜之间
，But within one night，
说变脸就变了脸
，They turned。
结果呢，你看见他们不能不离开西班牙。
They couldn't help but have to leave Spain。
所以，请大家记得。
Remember,
他们以为不再漂流了。
They thought they weren't going to wander anymore.
所以等到哥伦布坐船要到美洲去的时候。
So when Columbus was going to go to North America,
那是八月一号。
It was August 1st.
他亲眼看见许多的犹太人在那天就被离开了他们的家乡。
And he saw many of the Jews being forced away from their homeland.
那当然，很多的犹太人后来就到了意大利。
And of course, many Jews went to Italy.
所以他们又建立了一个城叫做 Florence.
And they then built a city called Florence.
犹太人到哪里就把繁荣带到哪里。
Whenever Jews came, they brought abundance and riches.
我们知道说这个 Florence 就那个时候世界最大的一个城。
And we know that Florence became the greatest city of that time.
就好像像纽约是最大的城一样。
Just like New York City.
那个时候我们知道说他们当然有一部分要漂流到这个漂流到这个意大利去。
And many of those Jews wandered to Italy.
结果呢没有想到。
Then,
因为哥伦布发现了新大陆。
Because, Columbus discovered the new mainland.
所以犹太人才知道说他们还没有到天的极处还没有到了地极。
Then they knew that the Jews knew that they hadn't reached the edge of heaven.
他们不只可以往东走他们还可以往西走。
They could still go east, they could still go west.
所以就在他们或者往东或者往西。
So as they were going east or west,
他们开始漂流在这地上的时候
as they were wandering on this earth,
他们庆祝逾越节
they celebrated the Passover,
也庆祝他们的祝棚节
and they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles,
但是连着两年
but consecutively 2 years,
在他们漂流的路上
as they were wandering on the road,
他们看见月亮是满的
they saw a full moon,
但是看见月亮满月变红
But they also saw it as red as the blood moon.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你说这是偶然的解释吗
Do you think that this is just coincidental?
很稀奇
It's quite amazing.
等到你离开了家乡
When you leave your home.
每次你看见月亮你有感觉的
Every time you look at the moon, you will feel something.
你知道你不是个在家里的人
You will know that you are homeless.
请我们记得
Let us remember.
这个故事
This story,
就给我们看见说以色列人好不容易定下来了
people of Israel finally were able to settle
结果他们又要开始漂流
but then they had to start wandering again
下一次
the next time
是1949年
that it happened was 1949
那1949年前一年发生了什么事
what happened the year prior to 1949
你看见以色列居然复国了
you see the rebirth of the nation of Israel
无花果树发着长叶
the fig tree the branch became tender and
结果以色列政府就到上海就发了5000张的签证
and the people the Israeli government went toShanghai and gave 5,000 visas.
结果有5000个犹太人从中国就回来了。
And 5,000 Jews came from China back to Israel.
这就应验了圣经里面以赛亚书49章说这些人从秦国来。
So it talks about, it fulfills the prophecy of the fact that these came back from the nation of China.
所以他们不是从中国回来。
Not only did they come back from China.
他们从全世界106个国家回来。
They came back from 106 countries.
请大家记得。
Remember,
就在1949-1950的时候
In 1949-1950
他们在回家的路上
As they were going home
他们庆祝他们的逾越节
As they celebrated the Passover
也庆祝他们的祝棚节
As they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles
是满月不错
It was a full moon, yes
但是满月变红
But they were red as blood
稀奇吧
Isn't it amazing?
所以如果你仔细来看1492年、93年和1498年。
If you look at 1493 and 1948,
对不起，1949年。
If you look at 1949,
一面给我们看他们怎么样的分散。
On one hand, you see how they were scattered.
一面你看见神重新又他们召聚回来。
But on the other hand, you see how the Lord gathers them together.
所以我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
会不会？每一次满月变红像血
Is it every time when the whole moon becomes red as blood?
背后所告诉我们的故事
The story behind it
乃是以色列的悲欢离合
Is it the story of a joyful gathering and a sad scattering?
那如果这样的话
If that's the case
那会不会他们的故事就是教会的故事
Could that then be the story of the church?
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们要问
We have to ask.
当我们聚在一起
When we gather together.
不是像满月一样吗
Isn't it like when it's a full moon?
但是为什么满月变红像血呢
But why when the full moon turns red like blood?
你最满意的时候还有不满意
You are most satisfied, but you're also dissatisfied.
不错你和一般弟兄姊妹聚在一起
Yes, you gather with some brothers and sisters.
你要问一个问题
You ask a question.
在这个地方
here.
难道蒙恩得救的人就是我们这些人吗？
Are the only believers who are saved by grace just us?
我们有什么理由可以分开我们？
What reason can separate us?
语言可以分开我们吗？
Can language divide us?
文化能够分开我们吗？
Can culture divide us?
背景能够分开我们吗？
Can a background divide us?
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
请我们记得，
Let us remember,
什么叫做满月变红像血？
What does it mean when the whole moon became like blood?
就是地球的影子太伟大了。
It is because the earth's shadow is too great.
结果就投影投在月亮身上。
And it is set and projected upon.
你知道吗？这就是为什么今天教会分裂的原因。
That is why the church is divided today.
这彼得太伟大了。
Peter is too great.
他把他影子投在教会身上。
His shadow is upon the church.
有人说我是属基法的。
Some say I'm a Cephas.
保罗太伟大了。
Because Paul is too great.
不是他自己做的。
It is not he who did it.
是别人把他的影子就投在教会身上。
Somebody took his shadow and cast it upon the
church. 有人说我是属保罗的。
Some people say I'm of Paul.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
结果月食就产生了。
Therefore, the eclipse happens.
结果你看见的是满月变红像血。
Then you see the whole moon turns red like blood.
你知道有个很有名的雕刻家叫米开朗基罗。
You know a very famous sculptor, Michelangelo.
他每次拿一块石头要做 masterpiece 的时候。
Every time he wants to create a masterpiece out of a stone.
他开始雕刻。
Once he starts sculpting.
他头上一定要戴一盏灯。
He always has to wear a light on his forehead.
人家问他你为什么要戴一盏灯？
Why do you have to have that light on your forehead?
他说我害怕。
He says, I'm fearful.
他如果不小心的话，
If I am not careful,
我就把我的影子就投在这个 masterpiece 上。
My shadow will be cast upon my masterpiece.
我就糟蹋了我的东西。
And I will have wasted it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
想想看，
Think about this.
为什么教会四分五裂？
Why is the church scattered
and divided? 为什么教会快接乎近乎分裂的边缘。
Why is it at the edge of destruction?
你也伟大，我也伟大。
It's because you are great, I'm great.
你试着把影子投在教会。
You try to cast your shadow on the church.
他试着把他的高见投在教会。
He also cast it upon the church.
我们在世界上
We are on this world.
都很能干。
We are so capable.
有的是医生。
Some are doctors.
有的是律师。
Some are lawyers.
我们都很有成就。
We are very accomplished.
我们影子都很大。
Our shadow is
就像月亮的影子一样。
Just like the shadow of the moon.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果没有十字架的工作。
If we don't have the work of the cross.
迟早有一天。
Sooner or later.
我们一定会四分五裂。
We will be divided and scattered.
所以以色列的悲欢离合时。
So the people of Israel, in their joyous gathering and their sad scattering.
就是教会的悲欢离合。
It is the same joyous gathering and sad scattering of the church.
一个时间的缘故。
Because of time.
我们没有，我们只看了两个例子。
We only see two examples.
明天下午。
Tomorrow afternoon.
也许我们看得更多一点。
We might see even more.
我们应该会更清楚一点。
And it'll be clearer.
不过结束以前呢，我愿意提一件事。
But before I end, I want to mention one thing.
刚好发生在2014年。
And it happened in the year 2014.
你记得吗？1492年。
1492, the Spaniards cast out the Jews.
到了今年2014,
in the year 2014,
那西班牙国会就决定了一件事，政府要实行的。
So the Spanish Congress decided one thing.
他说1492年我们把以色列人赶走是错的。
That they said that when they sent away the Jews in 1492 that it was wrong.
所以他们向所有犹太人道歉。
So they had a public apology to every single Jew.
而且欢迎他们回来。
And welcome them to return.
只要他们能够证明他们的的确确是当时去过西班牙。
As long as they can prove that they were in Spain at that time.
这个不是很困难。
It's not very difficult.
你从他的名字可以看得出来。
You can see it by their names.
所以现在名单已经出来了。
So there's already a name list.
所以刚好就在2014年。
So in the year 2014.
你看稀不稀奇。
It's quite amazing.
他们承认，他们说你们可以回来。
They said you can come home.
只要你们回来，那么你们就可以就可以成为西班牙的公民。
And if you come back, you can become a Spanish citizen.
你当然，你到时候也变成有欧盟的一员。
And then you will also become part of the European Union.
这是今年刚刚发生的事。
It just happened this year.
所以这些刚刚发生的事。
These things that just happened.
背后是不是偶然的呢？
In the background, is it just coincidence?
今年、明年怎样我不知道。
We don't know about next year.
但是我们回过头去看。
But when we look back,
回过头去看过去这几次满月变红像雪。
When we see these many occurrences of the moon turning red like blood,
你发现都和以色列的悲欢离合史有关系。
It has all to do with the joyous gathering and the sad scattering of the Jewish people.
简单的来说。
In other words,
这八次
these eight occurrences,
满月变红像雪
when the whole moon turns like blood,
好像一个大纲，好像一个 outline 一样
it's just like an outline,
就把整个以色列的飘欢悲欢离合时把它完全描写出来
it very and describes clearly the gathering of joy as well as the sad scattering of the Jewish people
根据圣经他们先是被抛到北方的极处
At the very beginning, they were sent out to the north.
然后漂流到西方的极处。
And then to the edges of the west.
然后最后漂流到东方的极处。
Then to the edges of the east.
一点都没有错。
No, that is correct.
你只要温习这八次变红，满月变红像雪。
If you are to review these eight occurrences of the blood moons.
就预言来说，我不清楚。
As to prophecy, I might not be clear.
但是就是历史的教训来讲，是再清楚不过。
But as to the teaching of history, it's very clear.
但如果你光注意以色列的漂流史
，But if you only look at the times that the Israel people of Israel wandered,
如果忘记了教会的分裂史
，But if you forget the history of division of the church,
弟兄姊妹，我们就等于我们像鸵鸟一样，把我们的头就栽在沙土里面，什么都看不见。
We're just like an ostrich. We put or bury our head into the sand.
感谢主。
We don't see anything.
这次要借着这些现象
，We want to use these signs
来提醒我们
，to remind us，
让我们回到圣经
，Let us return back to the Bible，
让我们来问。
Let us ask.
当我们聚在一起
when we gather together,
当我们享受满月的时候
when we are able to see the full moon,
你觉得神心满意足了吗
Is the Lord's heart satisfied?
神能够说我所救赎来的为我所钉十字架都只有这些人吗
Can the Lord just say those who I have redeemed I went to the cross for are only these?
他们不是应该也聚在一起吗
Shouldn't they be gathered together?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
最满意的里面
，the most satisfying
有一个不满意
，there's also a dissatisfaction。
这就是主今天要借助这些来对我们说话。
And that is what the Lord wants to use to speak to us。
因为一个人满足的时候
，when someone is satisfied，
最容易忘记时间。
Very easy to forget time.
一年又过去
Another year has passed.
我们在这聚会聚了多少年
We have met and gathered together for many years.
与我们同在
The Lord has presenced himself.
我们忘记了
But we forgot.
是满月
It is a full moon.
但是满月变红像雪
But the full moon turns red as blood.
但愿圣灵对我们说话
May the Spirit speak to our hearts.
什么时候我们满意了
Whenever we are satisfied.
天也满意
The heavens are satisfied.
什么时候月亮圆的
Whenever the moon is full
人是圆的
and round,
人是圆的
the men, people are round.
但是不止人是圆的
but not only are we round,
但愿神也是圆的
but God as well.
天上也是圆的
the heavens as well.
意思就是说
in other words,
当我们聚集在一起的时候
when we gather together,
我们满意了
we are satisfied.
神也满意
God is satisfied as well.
我们能这样说吗
Can we say that?
我们能用诚实的良心这样说吗
Can we speak that with truth?
我们满意了，没有出问题。
When we are satisfied, no problems.
我们有没有问说神啊
Have we asked God?
你满意了吗
Are you satisfied?
你聚集我们在这里。
When you gather us here,
一年过一年。
Year after year.
一天过一天。
Day after day.
就是为着这些吗
Is it just for this?
所以但愿圣灵借着这个周末
May the Holy Spirit use this weekend
来对我们说话
to speak to us.
所以明天下午还有明天晚上
tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening,
我们要继续来看这个现象
we will continue to see these signs.
我们要先从历史里面来回顾它怎样是以色列的悲欢离合史
So through history, we can see the joyous gathering and the sad scattering.
但同一个时候
but at the same time,
你看见一整部的教会历史在我们的眼
We see the church history before our eyes.
我们也看见我们今天的光景
We see our condition today.
我们不是分成四个宗派
We are not separated to four denominations.
不是四十个宗派。
Or 40 denominations.
不是四百个宗派。
Or 400 denominations.
今天是38,000个宗派。
Today we have 38,000 denominations.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你看见这种情形。
If you see this condition.
你说我满意了。
You say, I'm satisfied.
我有地方可以聚会。
Because I have a place to meet.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们在一起月亮是圆。
When we are gathered together, the moon is full.
但愿我们能看见主所看见。
But may we see what the Lord
sees. 你们都要分散。
You are all to be scattered.
各归自己的地方去。
You will return to your own home.
留下我独自一人。
And you leave me alone.
但愿圣灵对教会所说的话，每一个人都应当听。
May the words that the Lord speaks to the church, may we all hear.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
主啊，我们把这些话再交在你的手里。
Lord, we want to commit these words back to you.
我们知道我们没有准备好。
Lord, we know that we are not well prepared.
你常常给我们惊喜。
Many times you awaken us.
你常常没有想，我们没有想到，就在没有注意的时候，你对我们说话。
So many times when we are least prepared and we're not paying attention, you speak to us.
我们又到了今年的尾声。
And we are at the end of this year.
我们仰望你。
We look to you.
这个周末不轻易的让我们过去。
Lord, do not let it pass lightly this weekend.
让我们在你面前。
Let us before your presence.
圣灵说更深的话。
May the Holy Spirit speak a deeper word.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣灵。
In Jesus' victorious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.